It was a COVID-shortened and disrupted Southeast two-way basketball season that ended last March. The girls' team secured their second regional title in 2 years, playing with just five and winning their one and only game at the regional tournament. The team has some reinforcements this winter. Girls' team head coach Dino Brock says he has three seniors, two sophomores, and seven freshmen.
I think once we get going and figure things out, that we'll be able to run. We do have some quickness. We're not the tallest team in our league by any means, but I think that as long as we're able to rebound, we'll be able to run. I think that we'll end up being a pretty good defensive team, actually probably a very good defensive team.
Brock expects Southeast 2A teams will be pretty closely matched this year. His team will need its depth this season as the schedule has more road games, and he expects some of his players will be missing games for vacation travel. They've been practicing since the beginning of the month.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. We have 12 young ladies on the team this year, and we've been working real hard, so it'll be nice to get some games going. Hopefully we'll have a lot more than the five we had last year. We've got a full schedule, so hopefully it'll all work out. We're heading to Sitka this weekend to play against some good teams, and that'll be a nice start to the season.
That Sitka tournament, the Coastal Holiday Shootout, is the first of three road tournaments on the schedule for both the girls and boys teams. In Sitka, the Vikings and Lady Vikings will play the Glen Allen Panthers, Bristol Bay Angels, and host Sitka Wolves to start off the season. In between Christmas and New Year's, they'll head to the Clark Cochran Christmas Classic in Ketchikan for another three games. Boys team head coach Rick Brock says the early season schedule will help prepare his team for when the games start to count.
And all six of those games are just games to get us ready for the season. So we don't start conference play until after Christmas when we travel up to Haines. And then hopefully we'll go up to another tournament up in Anchorage at Sioux Valley to play some more non-conference games. So our schedule looks pretty good for getting experience on the floor before we really start into our conference games.
As for the rest of the schedule, there's only one conference series against each of the Southeast schools that counts towards regional seeding. That's a change for budget reasons. But Petersburg does have home and away series scheduled against both Wrangell and Craig. The Vikings last March lost in the regional finals in overtime. Neither the boys or girls teams, though, traveled to the state championships. Brock says his team is relatively inexperienced.
We're pretty young, especially when you factor in the fact that last year we got six games total for the season. But I like what we have. Guys are working extremely hard. They're happy to be in the gym. It's a good group that get along well with each other. We're going to be pretty athletic, pretty long. But especially with the lack of games last year, it's going to take us a while to figure out how to play at the varsity level.
The first chance to see the Vikings and Lady Vikings this winter on their home court will be in the middle of January. The regional tournament is in Ketchikan in early March. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.